Welcome to Hypotheticals. Please keep your hands and feet in the car at all times, otherwise you might end up on another show.
You know, as I was starting to record this, I realized just how many of these fucking episodes are on my phone is like raw, just like raw audio.
Well, I mean, that's fine. Just go ahead and like, is there going to be a car bath in that direction?
I don't know. I don't know what we're doing or where we're going, so.
I know where only one car bath is.
Okay, we'll go to that car bath then.
It's in Alachua. I guess we could go to Paisano's.
Sure.
Okay. Nice and expensive and Italian food.
Oh, I just want pizza. Anyway, so
that
welcome.
That might have been illegal, but maybe
know.
Not Popo.
Oh, hey, there's where I pulled over and called the cops and told them that guy on that bike was trying to get into my car.
That's where a friend of mine used to live.
Is it shitty? Is it nice? I've always wondered.
It's nice, just not when you have, like, toddlers in the house.
Fair. Anyway, so welcome to another episode of Hypotheticals. I'm Zoe.
I'm Erie.
And we're on the quest for a car bath!
Car bath!
What that basically means is that Erie's car is disgusting and filthy on the outside, and her father has insisted that if it is to remain anywhere near their home, it must come home clean.
That is super fucking dramatic. Actually, he just said, if you don't want your car paint ruined by mold, maybe give it a bath.
Why do you gotta ruin my shit, Erie?
My dad told me to give it multiple car baths.
I mean, whatever. My car's a disaster. At this point, my car, which is also why I've just given up on.
Yeah, I know. But McCoy is, like, a decent car.
It's also way nicer than my car.
Yeah, so maybe
for those
I
of you who've never
McCoy.
Seen a picture of my car, which is probably all of you, because I've never shared a picture of my car on the internet, find one if you can!
Woo!
Woo! I have a really shitty, like, 2000 Kia. It's, like, white. One of the doors doesn't really open anymore.
You might not have it by the time this releases.
Yeah, I might not. We'll find out.
We'll find out.
Whether or not... I don't know.
I should not be going 50.
Probably not here.
I think it's, like, 45, right?
I don't know.
I don't fucking know.
I
used to go to school, like,
right down there.
Or maybe it's, like, right down... There.
Right down there?
Yeah.
But not right down there.
Not right down there. That's
okay.
Another.
Okay.
But, like, I went to school.
Hey, Jogger, what's up? Doing good. Getting fit.
My sentence just ended with, I went to school.
Oh, good job. I'm so proud of you. My little girl. She's grown up so much.
We're not even close to where I went to school. Oh my god.
So, you didn't go to school right over there?
No, I did not go to school right over there. I will
okay,
point
good.
When we pass.
Alrighty then.
Yes.
You do you, boo.
Okay.
You do you.
So, we're gonna get Italian after this.
We are. But this is not the quest for Olive
bath.
Garden.
No.
This is the quest for a place called Paisano's, which sells pizza, which is what Zoe wants.
Zoe wants pizza, and I...
am a
don't
fucking foodie
really
whore
know what I want.
Who won't go to, like, a dollar pizza joint ever, because you would probably freak out and give yourself salmonella.
It's over there. Okay.
Oh my gosh, is it?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes, because
okay.
It's his 34th.
Okay. I don't believe you.
Fight me.
I'm not in the car, you're driving.
Behind the Waffle House. 12 o'clock. In the morning.
Uh-huh. That's not how it goes, right? You know? It's
know.
Fight me. In the Denny's parking lot at 3 a.m. on the astral plane. Bitch.
Okay, well...
That's how it goes.
I get it that Jake is much better at these threats than me, but I would rather fight...
Yeah, fucking Jake nailed me with a door last weekend. Fucking put me out. He's trying for...
What were you doing that he nailed you with a door?
I don't know. Okay, so we were in recording, and for our wonderful audio listeners, we record in a spare room.
We have a GoPro now.
We do. We have a GoPro.
We have a GoPro. So maybe you guys will get, like, videos of our rehearsals, which are mostly just us laughing at, like, nothing.
And me lying on the floor as you guys go, oh, 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 in the background.
That was really good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
You're getting so much better.
I know,
my
God.
So proud of you.
Anyway, so we were in the recording room, and so we used the general space. It's like a room. It's a bedroom. That doesn't have any beds in it, obviously. It's just a room that's empty.
It's not
computers.
A bedroom. It's
a computer
to be the dining room.
What the fuck is that a dining room for?
I mean,
how the fuck do you put... No!
No! No! No!
No!
No! Like,
talking about recording, not practice. I'm talking about, no. So we practice in a dining
room. Yeah, it's a closet. It's a closet. Well, the recording room's a closet.
The recording room is a closet that abuts to a larger room where all of us tend to hang out when we are in the process of recording an episode.
And by hang out, we mean talk not at all and stare at our phones. Because yep. If you say anything,
it gets picked up.
Hear it.
Yes. So it's,
but now my dad sneezes.
No, weirdly enough.
He's so loud.
Anyway, so we're sitting in this room, and I'm directing the episode. For Easter egg, it was episode 5 of season 3, which is awesome.
Which is when Zoe started directing.
Oh, it's my first time. Anyway, so we're in there recording.
Well, I guess directing an episode, because you've been yelling at me for a while.
That's true.
Anyway.
But we're in there when we're recording, and it's me, Jake, who plays Nico, Erie, who's Tango, Alex, who's Jim Robbie, and then Gavin, who plays the narrator. So for like the first time and for fucking ever, we're all there at the same time. Because normally with our schedules, it's like two or three of us show up. We never all show up at the same time.
And then we try desperately to get everything recorded at some sort of point in time, and it's just a fucking nightmare.
It's a thing. Getting people there is a thing.
We get it done for you guys.
We love you. So we're sitting in there, and the recording room is literally a closet. It has no... We can't turn, like, the vent in there on, because then you would ruin the recordings, obviously.
I don't think there's a vent in there.
I'm pretty sure there's a vent. I don't know if it does anything, but
no,
there's a vent.
No, because when we put up the padding on the top, on the ceiling, there's no vent. Yeah, there's no vent in the fucking closet.
So there's no vent, there's no airflow, there's nothing.
It's suffer for your dog.
It is a tiny, hot boxing room of sweat and misery.
And of course, I decided to put yoga mats on the floor, which promptly got disgusting.
Oh, they're so bad. We need to replace those. Anyway,
yeah,
so
I'd rather get anything
we're in the middle of recording, and it's what I like to call a marathon recording session. So it's like everybody one after the other, in the booth, out of the booth, in the booth, out of the booth, in the booth, like whole episode.
I'm so glad that you took over
directing. Erie hates it.
I love directing live action stuff.
Not so much with the audio stuff.
But if I'm just listening to someone say the same line over and over and over and over the fuck over again, I can't do it. I was about to, like, murder Jake. I really was.
Well, that's what I'm here for.
Specifically because he keeps showing up.
To record on time when you ask him to?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Sometimes he shows
Bad
up
guy.
Sometimes he shows up when I tell him it's canceled.
Pay better attention to the Discord. Anyway, so we're in the room, and I'm sitting on the chair outside. I'm on the computer. I'm listening to everything. And I don't even remember what the fuck happened.
Vroom.
Probably when season 3 bloopers come out, you'll hear us talking to each other. But I don't know. All I know is that Jake is like, huh! And like storms out of the recording room in a snit fit. And it's like, I'm going outside to smoke. And he's being, like, a big drama queen about it. Not, like, seriously angry.
Jake doesn't smoke.
I don't know what he was doing.
Okay.
He was going outside.
Yeah, the only one who smokes is Alex.
Yeah. Maybe I was confusing them. But anyways, so he's, like, storms out. And he's being, like, a really big drama queen for fun purposes. Not because he's actually pissed off at anybody.
Jake is an amazing drama queen.
He is. He's so good at it.
I love him.
So, we're walking out, and I stand up because I'm going to go to the bathroom. Because I sit in that chair for hours.
Yeah.
Just listening to people. And I was like, I gotta pee. So I get up to follow him. And
my mom works over here.
Hi, Erie's mom.
Actually, she's at home. You remember?
Fuck you.
She called me. And she was like, is it music night? And I was like, no, mom, it's Monday. Go back to sleep.
I got all excited. You interrupted my story.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, so he walks out ahead of me. And he like... drama queen like slams the door closed and he doesn't realize that I'm walking behind him and he fucking nails me in the face.
I'm
just
sorry.
Like boom, and I'm like ah. and of course
Jake
starts
freaking out.
I'm gonna play it up, of course. So I fall like dramatically to the ground and go, oh Jake, why? I thought you loved me. Oh, my face is ruined. It's ruined. It'll never be the same again. Tell me I'm beautiful.
Oh, God. You guys are ridiculous.
And Jake reaches down and picks me up.
I think Gavin is, like, really confused.
He's the most stable of all of us. TPH. But And he stands me up and he's like, are you okay? Because, like, immediately he's like, oh, no!
I murdered Zoe
in the face of the door! And I'm like, he hit me in the face with the door. And he's like, oh, my God, I was just trying to be dramatic. I didn't see you. And I'm like, I know.
Because I was on the other side of the door
that you hit me with in the face.
Hey, at least you haven't done that to yourself before.
I have. Are you kidding me? I've also been walking through doors. Okay, so anybody who...
My favorite door fail is when I grab the doorknob and then just walk into the door.
I've not done that.
And, like, I won't turn the doorknob. I won't try to open
the door.
I'll
do that, but I'll hit it with my shoulder. I've never hit it, like, with my face.
No, I
I'll, like, paw at the handle, like, how do door handles work?
No. I will grab the door handle, like, have my hand on, like, the handle or the knob, mm-hmm. so that I can open it. And then instead of trying to open the fucking door and trying to turn it to open the door, I just, like, walk into the door.
Good job. So, for anybody who's ever worn, like, skirts or dresses, oh, hey, motorcycle guy who just whizzed in between traffic and possibly also could be dead at any moment because he's not fucking paying attention.
Noom.
Go noom somewhere else, motherfucker. Anyway, so one of the worst feelings in the world is when you're wearing, like, a billowy, flowy kind of dress, like a summer dress.
Do you hear bagpipes?
No.
Okay.
That was really weird. Anyway.
Weirdo.
Have you ever have you ever walked through a door wearing a billowy dress and caught yourself on the handle and, like jerked, like, been like, ugh?
Honestly,
I do that every time I wear a dress like that.
If I'm wearing pants, because I very rarely wear pants and I don't like wearing belts, like, I guarantee you when I'm wearing those pants, I will get stuck on a door handle.
Woo!
Because it will go through the belt loop and I'll be like, why can't I move?
Or when you fucking have your headphones in and you try to go through a door and it snags on the, like, the lock.
My headphone cord is, like, super long, so honestly, I trip over it, like, every fucking time I get up from my desk. I'm surprised I'm not dead yet.
Me too, sometimes.
Like, that I'm not dead yet?
Yeah!
Yeah.
I mean, your cat's kind of, like, evil and shit.
He's not gonna kill me.
I'm not on purpose.
Nah, I guess that's true. He could probably kill me if he tried.
You know, I can't believe the irony of the fact that I live in Gainesville. We work in between Gainesville and Alachua.
I guess work is still in Gainesville.
Yeah, it's in Gainesville. It's on 13th Street. It's
don't
like
tell
the
people where we live.
They fucking already know.
We're probably not there anymore.
Also true. Also, it's all over our Tumblr. Somebody was like, oh my God, shout out to Jim Robbie crew. They're in Gainesville. I'm in Orlando. And, like, all of us were like, oh my God, hi!
Okay, Gainesville, but I don't live in Gainesville. You don't even... anyway, it doesn't matter. I don't care. I live in Alachua. Hey, guys.
Yeah. She lives, like, third star from the right. I'm sure you'll be able to find her when you fucking go to Alachua.
Now, of course, it's Alachua, or if you're local, Alachua, because you can't pronounce shit to save your life.
Whatever.
How is it that our county is called Alachua, but the city is called Alachua? It doesn't
They're just mad they're not the capital of the county. They're not the county seat, so they decided to be butts about it and change their name.
Whatever.
They're one of the oldest cities in the county.
Yeah, whatever.
Anyway, point being, so we work, like, halfway in between the two cities, basically. And we're hanging out today, and I'm in Erie's car, as always, in these recordings, or almost always.
I think we did one in your car.
We did one in my
car. Where I held the thing, and what did we talk about?
I don't remember. Producing, I think, podcast?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I think it was the guys, please don't. No, that might have still
It was when we were talking about auditions.
Possibly.
Yeah, no, because we were bitching about how, if you're gonna do an audition, like, please, for the love of God, follow the fucking rules of the audition and don't just send reels.
I don't want your damn reels. I'm sure they're great, but I don't want them.
I got in her car. We left from work together. We went into Gainesville. We stopped right next to my house.
Mm-hmm.
We got back in the car. Erie was like, Zoe, I need to wash my car. And I'm like, okay. Are we going to eat? Because I'm hungry. And Erie's like, yeah, we're going to eat. And I'm like, all right. So, and then segue to the beginning of this episode where I'm like, where the fuck are we going? And you're like, the only car wash I know is in Alachua. So,
it's on 441.
Uh-huh.
Still Gainesville.
Uh-huh.
This is
past our work. This is past past our work.
It's still Gainesville.
And you said our work was in Gainesville. You said, oh, I guess it could qualify as Gainesville.
No, I said it was Gainesville.
Whatever.
Okay, anyway. Whatever.
Sorry. I like being obstinate.
Yeah, okay. Quit being obstinate and finish the story.
Anyway, point is, Erie drove us halfway, all the way to my house, all the way past work, and now we're going to have to drive all the way back to Paisanos.
There's a Paisanos down there.
Oh, well, never mind. I stand corrected.
Yeah.
Fuck me.
That was the reason I headed to this one specifically. Besides the fact that I know this one,
you know,
and why I suggested Paisanos, because it's, like, right the fuck
I
down
never
there.
Found out where that blood on my knuckles came from Gaines.
Well, hope you
no
don't have
idea. I don't know if I have the hep now or something, but
maybe
like
you
I have,
get tested
I have
at some
no
point.
Cuts on my hand whatsoever.
Well, I would still get tested. I don't know whose fucking blood that
I
is.
I don't know. So for context, Erie and I both play this LARP called Dystopia Rising. It's super awesome.
Basically, we're trash.
We're trash. We are trash.
I'm gonna go into washing. This might be.
Oh, this might be loud.
This might be really loud. I don't know.
We're gonna experience it together.
Okay, I hope I can chop it down. We're gonna have to give like a minute of like not talking so that I can get that to kind of like lower it. Give me my card. Also, I need a backup.
We're going into a car wash. We're gonna wash Erie's car.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not... Hey, guess what? I paused it because I was taking pictures from our mood board.
That's okay.
So I was taking pictures of the swirly, colorful cotton candy stuff.
So we apologize for any missed stuff.
But I, like, had to whip my picture out.
We're gonna get
hit. I mean, my...
They're hitting us now.
Oh.
We...
It's like that character from Sesame Street. The wah, 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 wah. Are those from Sesame Street? They're like just the hands, and they go like this.
Are they from Sesame Street or the Muppets? Maybe the Muppets.
What kind of what they look like?
Because those are two different things. Actually.
They are. Although the Muppets have been on Sesame Street before.
They have, but like nobody would really want Animal to continuously be on Sesame Street.
Do you remember that revival they did last year where they did like the adult Muppets TV show? It was a TV show about Muppets for adults. Is a whole thing.
I know they tried to do a couple of movies, and that just was
depressing. They did great, though. They were fantastic.
I'm sure they were fantastic, but at the same time, I was kind of like, oh my god, it's blowing on us. We're supposed to drive through now.
We're supposed to go. Whoop! And we're stopped. And now there's water everywhere.
Because they have to blow it off my window.
Yeah, because you couldn't just use your fucking windshield wipers for that.
Fight me.
No. Again, you're driving. Why are you always asking me to fight you? You're worse than Jake. At least Jake has an idea of where he wants to fight.
Ideal place to fight.
Ooh.
Ideal place.
Like,
if you could have a very memorable fight somewhere, where would it be?
Like, cinematic?
Cinematic or just, like, ridiculous.
But is
like,
it just
why
me?
Is, why like, are you there fighting?
Like, why am I there fighting? Am I the bad guy or the good guy?
Whichever you want to be.
Okay. I would have to say, weirdest place to fight. See, that's tough. That's tough.
Is it?
Oh, I got it.
I hope they clean the top of my car.
Checkout line for the Nintendo Switch booth at San Diego Comic-Con with a guy dressed like Invader Zim.
Okay. I think I would just start an all-out brawl in the Princess Castle at Disney.
But that's like, it doesn't look like the castle in, like, you mean like in the archway underneath it?
No, where they keep all the princesses. Yeah.
You mean, like, the location where you can go shake all their hands and shit?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So
you versus a bunch of small girls, right?
Yeah.
So, like, a bunch of small children?
No, I'm not gonna fight small children.
You're just gonna say, who are you gonna fight?
The princesses.
Why?
Because women who work at Disney are vicious. I feel like I would get an even fight.
You worked at Disney, Erie.
That's right.
If you enter your 5-digit code or deposit money, or else...
Okay, we're going through the car wash the second time. FYI. How much money did you spend on this?
$18.
What the fuck? Now roll your fucking window up. I swear to God, if you try to put us through this fucking thing again with your fucking window down, I'm a riot.
I'm really bad at that. I'm sorry. Drive carefully. Oh, got it. Oh my God. What? Oh my God.
Why did it move? It didn't do this last time.
Oh my God, I put the car in the wrong spot last time. Oh my god.
Why? Why? The things I go through in my life. Keep going, no.
Oh, it's coming. There's more.
Is there now?
See, there's a second set.
Oh,
we didn't even know there was a second set.
I kind of wish that you'd left your fucking window rolled down so that that thing could slap you in the face.
That's mean. Why would you do that to me?
Because.
It's really mean.
Eerie.
I'm just saying.
I don't actually want you to get it slapped by the fucking Muppets.
Please don't slap me, Muppets. Am I going backwards?
You're in park right now.
I think, in park. Sweetie,
I think that you're
that
in park.
Was moving.
Okay, what the fuck is this thing right? Oh!
Yeah!
Oh, we missed this last time!
We missed it!
Woo! What the fuck? Oh, we're going forward.
My car's gonna be so clean!
Oh my God. This is terrifying. I remember why I don't use car washes.
They're murdering us, Zoe.
Singing the song of angry men.
I can't believe it. I fucked up so bad. It's a good thing I bought two of them.
Yeah, I guess. Back of your car sure to get clean that last time, though.
Yeah, no, but the front of my car probably didn't. Man, they're really whipping my car this time. Did they do this last time? Did they come back and forth like 7 times?
No.
I'm confused.
I think it's because you fucked it up.
Whatever.
Maybe it was like, abort, abort, abort.
It feels bad for me.
It does. It's giving you extra for free.
Yeah, it was just like, let's just clean your car like adults now.
Dude, if you put your hand up against the window. Oh, it's too late.
We're moving backwards.
You can feel it. Like,
they're coming. It's coming back.
No, it's not. Oh, there it is. Go. Feel it. Feel it.
Yes.
Oh.
I felt it. It's okay.
You didn't get the whole experience, though.
It's okay.
There it goes! It's coming back!
Or maybe it's just for the front. Yours.
Nope. Oh, shit. It's so angry looking. It's big and red and swirly durly.
My car's gonna be so clean!
Oh my God. Save me. Baby Jesus! Jesus, take the wheel! Take it from my hands, cause I can't something carry Underwood.
What are you doing?
I'm singing Jesus Takes the Wheel. God, it's like you didn't grow up in Tennessee like I did. You didn't have to listen to fucking Carrie Underwood every day.
I did not grow up in Tennessee. Look, they're spraying us again.
This is like way over the top compared to the first time we went through.
I bought the same thing. I guess just because I was so far up, it fucked up.
Look, I think it's going to swirly-durly us again.
Is it really?
Yeah, because remember, it stops.
That smells nice.
It stops up there.
It smells nice.
Is it going to swirly-durly us again, or is it just like... No, it still says don't go. Oh. No. Maybe.
It's going to spray us with a bunch of shit.
Listen, I think you paid for like... Oh, there you go. Go.
McCoy is going to be so clean. He's going to be a beautiful baby. I love him.
What?
Caution, do not back up. That's not a terrifying thing to be told.
Do we have to go all the way up?
We have to drive through slowly.
Oh, okay.
Time remaining. I'm not allowed to back up though, so I guess I'll just let it clean my butt.
Welcome to the Clean Eerie's Butt at the Marathon podcast. Erie.
McCoy's gonna be so clean.
Question.
Yes?
How do you feel about your butt getting cleaned at the Marathon gas station?
It's not my butt. It's McCoy's.
But isn't it like your butt by proxy?
No, it's
play
McCoy's
along.
Butt. It's McCoy's butt.
Ugh, you're so not fun. I'm trying to like report on this news story and you're just not playing into
it. Dude, I could make so many jokes about Spock right now.
Do it.
No.
You're, see.
They're all in my head.
Why?
Because the Kirk Spock shippers are going to yell at me.
Whatever. I'll fight them. I'll fight you. I'll fight you. Erie.
What?
I'll fight them.
You'll fight them?
You leave her alone?
In the Denny's parking lot?
I will. Listen, and I am pointing at the phone angrily right now. I will. You angry Kirk Spock shippers, if you mess with Erie, I will fight you in a Denny's parking lot at 3 a.m. in the fucking astral plane, no holds barred spirit combat.
Okay, so now we're going to Paisano's.
Now we're going to Paisano's.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm a Spoon's.
Where's the weirdest plate you've ever had?
I'm a Spoon's shipper. So, where's the weirdest what?
Let me finish. Let me rephrase that. So, in reference to our previous thing we just talked about.
Spoon's.
You were an angry child, correct?
I was a very angry
You were a vicious child.
I was a really angry child. I would like to apologize to anybody that I, like, fucked up really
like
as an angry child.
Like, the tennis instructor whose teeth you knocked out with a tennis ball?
Also my friend who I almost strangled.
Yep.
I was a very angry child, and I really apologize. That was a very mean thing of me to do.
So, weirdest fight you have personally been involved in?
I've never been in a fight.
You've never been in a fight?
I have never actually been in a fight.
Okay, have you fought someone?
No.
You just said you strangled somebody.
Yeah.
Was that not a fight?
No.
Were you not fighting them?
No.
Why the fuck did you strangle somebody then?
You know, I don't know.
Oh my god.
I was in like the first grade. I don't know what the fuck I did in first grade besides have like straight hair.
All right. Well, to be fair, I also have never been in a real fight, but I will share with you the weirdest fight-like activity I was ever in.
Yeah.
So I went to preschool. Not everybody in America goes to preschool, but it's basically.
I went to preschool. My preschool had a carousel.
I went to preschool in a church. It was a nice preschool.
Carousel.
But
and donuts. Donuts on Hanukkah.
But
I went to preschool in Israel.
When I went to preschool, so I went to preschool in not like a small town, but like a medium sized town. One day, and this is like when I was like, so for non-American listeners, preschool in America generally is anywhere from like age
two to age six, seven. Well, I mean, if you go to kindergarten when you're five, right?
Do you? I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean, it depends.
You go to kindergarten when you're five.
So it's
so
also
that's a good round
preschool. So preschool is like 2 to 3. Pre-K, which is pre-kindergarten, is 3 to 4.
Okay, but that's like a new thing. You know?
Yeah, well, it was around when we were young. It's just not, it wasn't a huge thing. Maybe not where you're from,
where
I'm from, there was pre-K.
I don't even know if they call it preschool. It was mostly just leave the kids to
it's just
eat honeysuckle all the time.
At least as far as it's supposed to be, it's when your kids are old enough that they still need to be watched. Like, they can't be left alone for long periods of
but
time.
But you need to go the fuck to work.
Yeah, or do something else. And it also, for some families, it acts as an early educational tool.
That was a weird
It helps teach kids how to read. It helps teach kids how to write, do numbers, play by the rules, like, so that you don't fight other kids at recess. Because a lot of times, if kids aren't socialized before they go to school, they will lose their shit.
Does being in jiu-jitsu fights count?
No.
Aikido fights?
No.
And
only street fights.
Fight. No, I've just been in a ton of like martial arts fights. I'm not good at martial arts, guys, because I'm angry.
But anyway, so I was a really little kid, and I was in preschool, and there was this guy whose name I cannot for the life of me remember. I think it was Tony.
Yeah.
A little kid my age, same age as me.
I don't remember why I tried to strangle that girl. I feel like it wasn't a vicious thing.
That's weird.
I don't know what's going on.
Think about it more, and we'll talk about it later.
I don't think I'm actually
because mine involves physical violence as well. What basically happened, according to my mother, because I was again like,
should we put this on the internet? Should we like give our deepest, darkest secrets?
Why not?
Small children.
I share this shit with people all the time. I think it's funny because the story doesn't stop in pre-K. Anyway, so I was in preschool, and this little boy wanted me to share my toy with him. And sharing is a huge thing when you're in, like, preschool. Like, you're supposed to learn how to share.
I always shared.
I shoved him down and bit him hard enough that he bled. Because I didn't want to share my toy with him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hard enough that he bled.
Children's violence.
Oh, it was bad. I don't remember it, of course. But
weird enough, she was still friends with me afterwards.
Weird.
Okay.
But the funny thing is, so okay, I said I lived in a relatively small-ish town. I went to school with this kid all the way through elementary, middle, high, and then guess the fuck what? First week of classes in university, my mom calls me up and goes, "Hey, so I was talking to Tony's mom and he's going there too." And I'm like, "Are you kidding me? I can't escape from fucking Tony, the kid I bit when I was 3.
Tony, I just want to let you know, I'm not actually turning. Tony, I just want to let you know that if one of our fans tracks you down, I sincerely apologize.
I'm pretty sure Tony's not his real name, so I'm pretty sure I'm covering my bases here.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. No, and not only was, like, did he go to school with me, we kept choosing the same extracurricular activities. Like, we were in band together.
He loved you.
Oh, I hope not. We were in band together from 6th grade to graduation.
I didn't understand.
He played trumpet. I played trumpet. We sat next to each other in middle school in fucking band. It's weird.
That's a bit much, man.
And it was assigned seating, bro. It wasn't even like he chose to sit next to me.
So somebody was just like, these children look like they'd be good sitting next to each other? Or was it like names?
It was names when we were in middle school. And then when we got into high school, we started auditioning for chairs.
What?
So in music, your chair is your part.
Oh my god, no. Yeah. I was for some bizarre reason imagining
like playing a game of musical chairs to see who gets the chair.
No, cuz I did the same when I was in band. I was first flute. But like it sucked. But no, I remember, I thought you were talking about, like, an actual classroom, and I was like, why are you auditioning for chairs?
Well, to be fair, when I was a junior and senior in high school, concert band and symphonic band. And concert band was, like, the lower level. You didn't have to audition to get into it. It was just, like, an extracurricular that you could take. And then symphonic band, or symphonic orchestra, I'm sorry.
Republic.
It was called an orchestra despite the fact that we had literally no string instruments.
Whatever.
That wasn't a thing in my school district. Nobody except for the private school kids had string instruments.
No, we didn't have it in ours either, and we were a private school. Louisiana's poor, guys.
Yeah, shit, like, fucking string instruments are expensive. Anyway, so that's the story about how we took a wonderful plunge through a car wash twice, once very fucked.
And again, I would like to reiterate, I'm a really nice person now. I apologize for the actions of really small Erie.
You know, a grown Erie.
There's a lot of shame there.
Grown Erie has never tried to strangle me. So, you know, 10-10, would friend again. And also, I have never bit another human being until they bled. So
it's entirely possible that it was in a dream. I'm really bad at telling the difference between dreams and reality. So. Whatever.
Needless to say, Erie's car was filthy, and we were fucked up as children.
McCoy's gonna be really clean.
Goodbye.
Yay.
Hypotheticals is a Crossroads Station's production featuring Erie Alexander and Zoe Von Embler. Musical theme by Shannon Sawyer. For more information, please visit crossroadsstations.com.